This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver public libraries are open today. They were closed Wednesday after an unspecified threat. Denver police say the message came from outside of Colorado, and similar threats have been made to libraries in other states. Denver police are providing extra security at library locations today. A group of students is appealing to the public in their legal battle against Denver public schools. They want to keep the rights to a social justice podcast they created in 2020. The district has applied to trademark the No Justice, No Peace name and podcast, but four students sued the district in federal court to keep the control of the rights. Janelle Nonga spoke at a press conference Wednesday.
If DPS is willing to go through as much trouble as to hire one of the number one law firms in the nation, then it's something that we're doing right.
The district argues it owns the podcast because it was created with school resources. A new exhibit on the history of communication opens October 1st in Pueblo's main library. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
The permanent exhibit consists of interactive stand-up panels completed in under 2 years. It begins with petroglyphs on stone, progresses through the start of radio and TV, and finishes with the internet. Its focus is on Pueblo, with images of newspapers from the library's archives, one once published there in Serbian. This is curator Nick Potter.
We wanted to be able to pull items from our local history archives and vaults in a way that hadn't been done before.
Potter plans to invite students to the InfoZone Museum as part of their lessons. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Pueblo and the Front Range can expect more rain today than a sunny day tomorrow. Highs around Denver and in Colorado Springs in the 60s today, close to 80 on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.